Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we thank you, we bless your holy name, we magnify you. We thank you, Lord, for another day in our lives. We thank you for a miracle of sleeping and waking up, for our going out, our coming in. Thank you, Lord, for your daily provision. Thank you for all the battles that you have been fighting on our behalf, for all manners of victory that you have granted us. Father, we bless you. We magnify your holy name. We thank you for your glorious and your wonderful plans that you have for us. And indeed, Lord, we thank you that those plans, Lord, indeed, they will come into manifestation in our lives in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for all the previous broadcasts. We thank you for all manners of blessings that you have released unto us through your word. We bless you, Father, Lord, for those who are working behind the scene to make sure that this broadcast reach out to the people. We say glory, honor, adoration be unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. We commit today's broadcast into your hands, Lord. We pray, Lord, that indeed, it will bring forth salvation of souls. It will bring forth healing, deliverance. It will draw us closer to you more than ever in the name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Dear beloved, you are welcome to your wonderful program, Commanding Your Day. And I tell you this day that my God will visit you. My God will perform his wonders in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today I'll be discussing with you what I title Divine Wisdom. The Lord himself will grant you wisdom from his throne of mercy in the mighty name of Jesus. And I'm going to take two texts. My first text is the book of Isaiah 11 verse 2. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord." And my second passage is the book of Luke chapter 2 verse 40. Bible says, "And the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him." Our Lord Jesus Christ was filled with wisdom, as it has been predicted in the book of Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2 that we read. And I want you to know that the wisdom of God that was upon our Lord Jesus Christ can also be upon you. All you need do is to believe in him, believe in him, believe in his word, and you begin to exercise the wisdom of God. Now, when we talk about wisdom, wisdom is the ability to think and act using knowledge, experience, understanding, common sense, and insight. It is the ability to discern between right and wrong, or lasting insight. Wisdom requires the control of one's emotional reactions, so that the universal principles of reasoning prevail to determine one's action. But you see, when we are talking about wisdom, there are two types of wisdom. There is a wisdom that is from God, and there is a wisdom that comes from man. There is a wisdom of God, and there is a wisdom of man. So when we are talking about wisdom, you need to know, are you talking about the wisdom of God? Or are we talking about the wisdom of man? Now, the wisdom of God, we can see that in the book of James, James chapter 3. James 3, reading verse 17. It says, "But the wisdom that is from above is pure, peaceably gentle, willing to yield, is full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. That is the wisdom of God. It's a pure wisdom. It's the one that brings about peace. It's the one that is gentle. It's the one that is willing to yield. It's the wisdom that is full of mercy. It's the wisdom that brings forth good fruit. It's the wisdom that is without any form of partiality. And is the wisdom that is without hypocrisy. So do you have the wisdom of God, or do you have the worldly wisdom? The worldly wisdom is stated also in that James chapter 3, in verse 15. It says, this wisdom does not descend from above, but it is earthly, sensual, demonic. You see, for where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. So that is the worldly wisdom, which is not of God. You can see a great difference. So the worldly wisdom is more or less demonic in nature, but that wisdom of God is pure. May the Lord grant you his wisdom in the mighty name of Jesus. You see, when we are talking about wisdom, wisdom is so powerful that the whole creation was made based on the wisdom of God. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 104, verse 28. Psalm 104, verse 28 says, O Lord, how manifold are your works. Say, in wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possession. In wisdom, God created the entire universe. And we need to know that the true wisdom belongs to God. The Bible makes us to understand in Daniel chapter 2, verse 20. It said, Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever. For wisdom and might are his. Wisdom and might are his. They belong to the Almighty God. So you and I have to seek after this wisdom. We have to seek after the wisdom of God. And God is ready to give us his wisdom once we seek for it. The Bible makes us also understand that the true wisdom of God can be found in the Word of God. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 23 to 24, the Bible says, but we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greek foolishness. But for those who are called, both Jews and Greek, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. So you get the wisdom of God from his word through our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the word of God, and you get the wisdom from him. He will grant you wisdom that you need in every area of your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It says the foolishness of God is wiser than the wisdom of men. So, brothers and sisters, when you read things like this, you come to understand that what you need to seek after is the wisdom of God, not the wisdom of man. And then we also find out that for you to have the wisdom of God, you need to fear this God. You need to reverence him. The book of Job chapter 28, verse 28. He said, and to man, he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. So the fear of God is wisdom. You need to fear God. You need to reverence this God. You need to reverence him at all times. And as you do so, the wisdom of God shall be released unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The wisdom of God also can be learned. You can learn the wisdom of God. The book of Job chapter 2, verse 7 says, I said, age should speak, a multitude of years should teach wisdom. So you can learn it. The more you spend time in the presence of God, the more you know about the wisdom of God. The more you begin to exercise the wisdom of God. So brothers and sisters, I want you to make that commitment to spend quality time in the presence of God so that you may be able to learn the wisdom of God. The book of Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7 says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing. So if something is the principal thing, why don't you seek after it? You are guaranteed having sought after it and you are able to find it, then everything can be secured. So seek after the wisdom of God. And as you seek it, the Lord himself will grant you his wisdom in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wisdom is the foundation upon which you can build on. The Bible makes us understand in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 7 verse 24. He says, therefore, whoever hears these things of mine and does them, will I liken him to a wise man who built his house on a rock. So, brothers and sisters, the foundation that you need is the wisdom of God. That is the foundation that you need. And indeed, the Lord will grant it unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I also want you to know that wisdom has its source in the word of God. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, he says, and that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, you need to seek after wisdom. You need to ask yourself the question, what is it that I want? What you want is God's wisdom. Oh, why do I want it? Because it's something to be treasured. How badly do I want it? I need it very badly because it is the principal thing. So you have to seek after the wisdom of God. And when you seek after his wisdom, then you can be guaranteed a better future. You can be guaranteed a better future. But I said that you can only get this wisdom through the word of God, through Christ, knowing Christ. So if you do not even know our Lord Jesus Christ, that means that you cannot have this wisdom. And this wisdom we are saying is the principal thing. This wisdom we are saying is the foundation upon which we build. If your foundation is faulty, there is nothing you can build on it that will stand. And I pray that even as you are hearing me this day, and you are not sure of your salvation, you are not sure that you have a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, I want to give you the opportunity right now. Do not postpone it. Do not say, oh, okay, maybe when next Pastor Femi is preaching, I will give my life. No. Do not postpone it. It's wisdom for you to even give your life to Christ now, that you are hearing the word of God. And as you yield yourself to him, the Lord will move on your behalf. So as you are hearing me right now, I'm giving you that opportunity. And I want you to say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. It is you and you alone I will serve. I will not serve any other God. Write my name in the book of life. And I declare I will worship you all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I want to thank you on behalf of this, your children, that have given their lives unto you. For everyone that have listened to me today, I say the Spirit of God will rest upon you. The Spirit of wisdom will rest upon you. The spirit of the fear of God will rest upon you. The power of God will be manifested in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. My God will direct you. My God will keep you. My God will protect you in the mighty name of Jesus. He will keep evil away from you. He will keep you away from evil in the name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you mightily in Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.